When you do something wrong, do you get convicted? Because people say, well, you know, I don't really know what I did. Well, did you get convicted? Well, not really. Or they'll say, well, I felt bad. Well, that's conviction. And when you get convicted by the Holy Spirit, there has to be true repentance so that the Holy Spirit can continue to use my life.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. As a young man, Raul was headed down a sinful path of total self-destruction. But when he repented, God redeemed Raul's mistakes and transformed his life through the Holy Spirit's power. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 for a free DVD of Raul's encouraging testimony. Today's message from Raul returns to 1 Corinthians for inspiration to set eternally minded goals for your life. As you explore what it means to be a truly Spirit-led person, you'll see how to spend less time on your own agenda and more time seeking God's will. Raul will show us that as we allow God's Holy Spirit to convict and guide us, He'll lead us into opportunities to glorify the Lord and impact eternity. Let's listen as Raul begins today's lesson from 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
I wanted to start in chapter 2 again in verse 14 and 15 because I want to go back because chapter 3 is going to talk to us about the carnal man. And the first thing that he speaks to us about is the natural man and then the spiritual man. Now, when you look in the mirror, that's not the real you. Understand that. The real you is a spirit. And when you die, this spirit is going to depart from this tent. And it's going to be in the presence of the Lord. For those that don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, when their body goes onto the ground and the Spirit leaves the body, they're going to be going to a place that nobody really wants to hear about, and that's a called place hell. But what they don't realize, and people don't realize, is that hell is not a permanent place. It's a temporary place, according to the Scriptures. And Jesus said is where the worm never dies. And hell itself, according to Scripture, is going to be cast into the lake of fire, where the Antichrist, where the false prophet, where every demon and Satan himself and those people that are not written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. And they will be there forever and ever and ever. The Bible teaches that. And if that is true, then what are we doing with our lives? Do we really believe that Jesus Christ is coming again? Do we really believe there's a place called hell? What is it going to take a person to really believe that there is a heaven, that there is a hell? And when I read those Scriptures and I study the Scriptures in tonight's lesson, I go, "Guy, Lord, here's the natural man, here's the spiritual man, and here's the carnal man." And the carnal man is a very dangerous man, very dangerous person. But I like what he says in chapter 2, beginning with verse 14. He says, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. And," he says, "nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." When you talk to a person that doesn't know Christ, they don't even know what you're talking about. They go, "What do you mean by that?" All they know is the world. All they know is Satan and his demons because that's who they take their info from. When you don't have Christ and the devil rules over your life, this is why a person has to be born again of the Holy Spirit, because as you repent and you ask Christ to come into your life, the old man becomes dead, Paul said. And then Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ Jesus, all things have become brand new and all things are passed away." All things have passed away. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. He's forgiven me for every one of my sins. And he says about the spiritual man there again in the next verse, verse 15. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. Nobody can judge you or me, only God. Because we already have been judged by God. Our sins have been forgiven. Yes, we do sin. Yes, we trip. Yes, we fall. But we have discernment. The Holy Spirit convicts me. The Holy Spirit brings me to repentance. The Holy Spirit assures me that I have been forgiven for my sins. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here tonight. Those of you that are here wouldn't be here. So we have this natural man that believes in doing whatever they believe in, and they don't really believe there's a heaven and there's a hell. They've been taught in college or in seminary, whatever, that when you die, you turn into a butterfly, good luck. Or a worm, imagine that. But we as believers have read too much. We've studied too much. We know that Jesus Christ was sent by the Father to die on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. So that when I die, I don't have to worry about it. As I am here today, I love walking in the spiritual realm as a spiritual person. And when I open the Bible, I can understand what God is saying to me. I come to a passage, I come to a chapter, and the Holy Spirit says, hey, listen, this is for you. A non-believer can do that. Why? Because he has not the Spirit of God. Those watching, those outside, those of us in here, if you can do things that does not convict you, something is wrong. Every Christian gets convicted. That's what Jesus said. And that's exactly what happened to you and me. The Holy Spirit came to my home at the perfect time to watch Pastor Chuck Smith, to hear his message, not to see angels, lightning, or anything like that. But I got on my knees and I said, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. And I meant it. And I still mean it. Because I've never been the same. I have a hard time many times being a Christian. But greater is he that is in me than he is of the world. And we have to understand that. And Paul the Apostle is such an incredible teacher. He tells you about the natural man and then the spiritual man. And the spiritual man now has life. Life eternally. And then you have this person called the carnal man that says he's been born again, but he loves the world and he loves being in Christ, but he never reads, he never prays. He never develops spiritually. He's like a baby sucking on milk. And we're not supposed to be like that. Here in the city of Corinth, in the church of Corinth, they had baby Christians. And as we looked at the three classes of people, the natural, the spiritual, and the carnal tonight, you begin to see that here, what was the hope of the carnal? The hope of the carnal was the world, not Christ. When Christ gets a hold of your life, things change. You become a new person. Let's see what he says beginning with verse 1. We see Paul here introducing the carnal man. He says, and I, brethren, I, Paul, to all of you Christians, could not speak to you as unto spiritual people. Paul comes right up front and says, you guys, I'm talking to you guys that are babies, those of you that are carnal. You don't understand maybe what I am going to tell you. And the reason you don't know what I'm going to tell you is because you don't know God. You don't know the Word of God. You don't even see your sin. He says, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as unto carnal and as to babies in Christ. You know, there are ones that are not sleeping. There are ones that are studying the Bible. They grow spiritually. and having a victorious life in Christ Jesus. Who's that? Spiritual people, not carnal people. Carnal people are always defeated. Always defeated. They don't feel bad. They don't feel guilt. They don't feel the repentance in their hearts. And here Paul is being very open with them because he talks about brethren, and then he says this. He says, to speak to you as spiritual, but as carnal. And the people that are carnal, they love the world. They love compromising. Oh man, they love compromising. And they're split between two opinions. Should I walk by the Holy Spirit or should I walk in the flesh? I'm going to ask you a question, a very important question. When you do something wrong, do you get convicted? I always ask people that. Because people say, well, you know, I don't really know what I did. Well, did you get convicted? Well, not really. Or they say, well, I felt bad. Well, that's conviction. And when you get convicted by the Holy Spirit, there has to be true repentance so that the Holy Spirit can continue to use my life. If there's no repentance, God cannot speak to me. The devil will speak to me, but not God. What have we done that we have to repent of? The carnal man here, you know, they love the world. They don't get convicted. They love hanging out with people in the world. They like drinking. They like smoking dope. They like doing the things that they used to do. They love money. They love power. They love all these things. But they don't go to church. And Paul here wants them to understand that. Because to be carnally minded is immature, and you're drinking milk and there's no solid food. You're not cutting meat. Look what he says in verse 2. Interesting. Paul says, here's the problem that still remains. I fed you with milk. Paul, why? And not with solid food. For until now, you were not able to receive it. And even now, you're still not able. Isn't that heavy? I mean, those are heavy scriptures. Paul the Apostle is speaking to them concerning the problem that still remains in their lives. There is no spiritual growth. How long? We don't know. I've known people that have not had spiritual growth in 20 years, 10 years, 15 years. That's a shame. Because by the time you have 5 years, 10, 15, 20 years, man, you should know the Word of God. You should be instructing people. You should be involved in a Bible study. You should be able to teach your children, to teach your wife, to be convicted and looking for a place in the church where you can be used by the Lord. That's a spiritual man. But here Paul the Apostle wants to remind them again, I fed you with milk and not solid food because even until now, you're not able to receive it. He says, not even now are you still going to be able to receive it. How long will it be until you can say, I'm a spiritual man? I'm being fed by the Word of God. Because in verse 6, he says, I planted, Apollos watered. Notice the real call to the work of God. I've planted, Apollos watered. So here I am, I'm planting. You go out of here and what are you doing? You're sharing the gospel with other people. So Paul says, I have planted, Apollos has watered, but God gave the increase. Notice what he says. I'm planting. You guys are going out here. You're watering. But Jesus Christ is the one that brings people to himself. Not you, not me. That's what is so awesome. That you can sit here. You hear the word of God, there'll be non-believers in the church, and we'll have an altar call. They'll get saved, but who gives the increase? The Lord gives the increase. We're just servants. We're just servants of the Lord. I love that the way he writes it here. We all have done this so many times when you witness to somebody, and all of a sudden, because they've been told about Christ many times, all of a sudden they say, you know what? I repent. I want to accept Christ, you know, as my Lord and Savior. And the Lord gets the glory. He's the one that gets them to accept him. And maybe you're even here tonight, you don't know the Lord. Somebody invited you here. Man, how you need to know Jesus. Whoever planted in your life, whoever is giving the increase, and God's going to get your life, and he's going to make you a new Christian in Jesus Christ's name. He's going to do something in your life that you've never seen before. And that's Paul the Apostle. I planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. Then he says in verse 7, and then neither he who plants is anything. Who do we think we are? We are nothing. How many times you hear people boasting about all the planting they do? And then he says what? He says, so neither he who planted is anything, nor he who waters, but God is the one that gives the increase. God, second time he says that. God is the one that increases. He's the one that gives the increase. Man, how we need today a big increase in the church. But there are so many people out there, they need Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. As he said here, he says, then so neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God is the one that gives the increase. Surely we have seen it in chapter 2 of Acts, where they were in 120, were in the upper room. 10 days later, Jesus says the Holy Spirit will come as he ascended to heaven. And 10 days later, they're sitting here. And the Holy Spirit comes out of nowhere and baptizes 120. Mary, the mother of Jesus, James, and Jude were there too. Brothers of Jesus. And all of a sudden, there's 30 nations in Jerusalem represented. And they hear this weird language going on. And they say, man, what is that? And what does Peter do? He stands up and says, you guys, I want to tell you that what just happened is the Holy Spirit came upon his people. And what they're doing is they're praying. They're speaking in a new language. Yes, I know it's a language you don't understand, but the language that they're going to be speaking is every one of you are going to understand him in his own dialect. And that's what happened. They heard in their own dialect the glorious things of God. The glorious things of God. Imagine those guys in the upper room, 120, and they're hearing, you know, speaking in a tongue. And all of a sudden they say, hey, that's my language. That's my language. And all of a sudden Peter gets up and says what? In chapter 2, he says, you guys, what you're hearing this was prophesied. God did this. He goes back to the book of Joel chapter 2 and he says, hey, God said that in the last days, God was going to pour his Holy Spirit. There would be dreams. There would be visions. There would be tongues. And there would be miracles and wonders. Oh man, how awesome that is. That we already have seen that and we continue to see that in our lives. Because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is so powerful. The Holy Spirit baptizes. The Holy Spirit convicts people. The Holy Spirit leads. He guides. He provides. In every way, if you read the Gospel of John. And when the Holy Spirit was given, the Paracletus was given to us, the one that would hang out alongside of us, Jesus said to the disciples, he says, when I leave, the Paracletus is going to come. He's going to lead you, teach you all things, and you're going to be able to see things differently than you saw before. And that happened to me. And that continues to happen in my life. He says, now he who plants and he who waters are one. Each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Now notice what he says. Rewards will be given personally, individually. Not because you and your wife. No, individually. Your wife personal, you personal. Everybody else is personal. Because there's going to be a reward system, gold, silver, wood, hay, stubble, and whatever the value is, and it's thrown into the fire, whatever remains, that will be your reward. It has nothing to do with sin. It has to do with rewards. You have received for the work you've done in Jesus Christ. Thus, the work that you're doing today remain. Is it remaining or is it burning away? What have you done to receive a reward? What kind of reward has God given even to the present time in your life? And Paul the apostle here wanted to make sure they understood that they were carnal. And it would be very hard for them to be taught because then they have the mind of Christ. Then they have the heart of Christ. Then they have the power to overcome sin, and the Holy Spirit was being grieved by sin. He goes on, verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. Notice that. We are employed by Jesus Christ. We are in the same team. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. Notice what he says here. Peter, Paul, Apollos, equal workers. You and I are equal workers, not because I'm a pastor. We're all the same. Just different calls, different talents, different gifts. But we're all the same. I like what this guy said. I wrote down this actual quote. Edmund Reddin says, we are fellow workers who belong to God and are working with one another. Not individually with one another. We're a team. We're servants. We're in the same team. Everybody has to play their own position to make a good team. It's like a puzzle. If you don't have every piece intact, you're not going to have a picture. And sometimes you have almost a full picture, but there's one little piece missing. And when you find it, that fulfills the picture. And that's the way the body of Christ is. That's the way this church is. We are a puzzle. And every piece fits this church so that we can do what God has called us to do. And I love that. That God has done and God continues to do that.
We hope you've been strengthened by today's reminder that the choices you make in this life can actually have eternal impact, and we pray it's recharged your enthusiasm to invest in God's kingdom. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to review today's lesson, we'll send you an unedited copy for a gift of $5 or more. Simply call 800-634-9165 and ask for Raul's message from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We'd also like to tell you about a resource to help you stay on track with the Lord as you pursue His perfect will. Titled Sin Unchecked, this 4-CD audio series from Raul zeroes in on pride, idolatry, covetousness, and lust, with a challenge to eliminate any bad habits keeping you from carrying out God's call on your life. Get in touch with us to purchase Raul's series titled Sin Unchecked and find out how to safeguard yourself for the eternally fruitful life that God desires for you. To place your order, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 and we'll send you this 4-CD collection for a gift of $19 or more. That number again is 800-634-9165. Our mailing address, if you'd like to order by sending a check, is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We'd also like to tell you about the many ways that you can connect with us here at Somebody Loves You Radio. To stay in daily contact with us, be sure to like us on Instagram and friend us on Facebook. We also have an app that you can download to your iPhone or Android. And all of the Somebody Loves You Radio programs are archived so that you can download them as podcasts using Spotify or iTunes. And you can also join Raul on YouTube for his weekly Q&A program called Straight Talk. It features Bible-based insights into current world issues, and it streams on YouTube every Tuesday at noon West Coast time. Well, as you seek wisdom and peace from the Lord in this new year, we want to support you with hope from Scripture. We value your feedback on how we're doing so that we can better serve you. And we also welcome the opportunity to pray for you. So when you contact us, let us know how we can do that. Donate now, and your contributions will help keep these programs on the air. This ministry is supported through the generosity of partners like you, and every contribution you make is tax deductible. Next time on Somebody Loves You Radio, we'll return to 1 Corinthians for helpful insights into how you can order your life for maximized eternal impact in God's heavenly kingdom. Here's Raul now once again with the closing comment.
Verse 10, that's as far as we'll get tonight. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, a wise master building, I laid the foundation, another builds on it, but let each one take heed how you're building upon it. Notice what he's saying here. The key to serving and building God's kingdom right here It contains the idea of what builder and designer here. We see that. Again, according to the grace of God, there is the key, the grace of God. Unmerited favor. I love it, you guys. I love every one of you. I love those watching. I love those outside, because we're here by the grace of God. God's grace is so awesome. What he's done, what he's doing, what he will do, because of the love that God has for each one of us individually here. I have built, I have laid down the foundation. Another one has built on it. But let each one of us take heed how we build on it. A warning from God. But the grace of God in the warning. Unmerited favor, you deserve hell. But I have given you heaven because I love you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.